Welcome to an update on what's hot this summer for you to enjoy. If you're out on your travels towards Edinburgh, then looking at how a building or architecture inspires new exciting work is a good way to inspire your own practice. And one of the exciting turns that's happening at this year's Edinburgh Fringe is a brand new venue, Sea Royale, and that's going to be on George Street at the Royal Society of Edinburgh. And this is very close to a very well-loved venue, Hill Street. I say that because I performed there myself. It's a wonderful venue, so I can heartily recommend this neck of the woods to discover some new work. And one of the shows that's really taking my attention is Doos. And I was a little confused about the title, but then I read a little bit more. And we're talking Eurovision. And it's not that long ago that the Eurovision itself was on TV, and all that variety and that guts and that passion kind of leaves me wanting more in a guilty way. Well, now I'm going to get satisfied because the pop comedy musical is here. It's going to really take people's breath away, I think. There's a hit songs that you can choose from, and the comedy is going to leave you in stitches, they say. So this comes direct and fresh from its massive hit in Prague and then on to Dublin. So it's got a good backstory to recommend it to you. And the story is, we've got some wannabe stars trying to represent their country at, of course, this greatest song competition. And one of the things they've picked up on is that infuriatingly catchy song that gets in your head for weeks after Eurovision. And, of course, the dangerous dance routines that we have become familiar with. So this is going to be the perfect antidote for anyone feeling a bit sad about Brexit, which I'm included in, and I hope that it doesn't happen, but it looks like it's set to. So if we're leaving Europe, then we've got Eurovision to enjoy. So it's a smash hit comedy, and it's a pop parody aimed firmly at any D-list celebrity who wants to represent their country at Eurovision. So if you've harboured any sense of songwriting or wanting to put that pop hit together to really put your career forward, then go and empathise with Doos. And having been performed at Prague Fringe 2016, it was actually spotted by a theatre group, 21 Theatre. And this will be their third year for bringing fresh musicals to the Fringe. So if you do like your drama, your music, your bedazzling, sparkling experience, then this is going to be one to look for. And I think it's going to be inspiring also to people who create their own work, because looking at new work often gives you ideas of what is possible on stage. And the characters that we're going to be looking out for is Anthony Kiger, a performance maker and producer, and his recent works include Kit Shock and My Name is B, and that was an endurance piece inspired by Obsession and The Red Shoes. So again, looking at the backstory of what people have produced, then it's a good way to pick up some ideas ourselves. So there we go, that's our tip for this week. Doos, D-O-U-Z-E, and of course the group is looking for their 12 points, as Britain would have loved, I think, to be honest. So go and see if this show is worth the Doos points, and it's on from the 2nd of August to the 28th, but not the 14th, at 8:30 p.m, lasts just under an hour, and ticket prices are no more than £10.50, so a good bargain there to see a great production. And let me know if you see it and if you love it or any reactions. I'd love to hear that. And definitely dip into that Ed Fringe brochure and find out your own marvels, because it's a great way of discovering new work and things that really, really inspire you. And also for looking for work that is set in unusual places, as this is on George Street in Edinburgh, a brand new venue for the Edinburgh Fringe. If you've enjoyed, do subscribe, do forward to a friend, leave me any comments, and whatever you do, enjoy your week.